absolutely. It's been bubbling along since I arrived 14 months ago.
And how bad is it, in your opinion?
Oh, it's terrible. There's no question about it. You can't get away from the fact that we come up on the radar across the state without any question for alcohol-related crime. And one of the worst streets in New South Wales is Johnson Street. So it's been an issue. We're responding to it. We're taking significant police action. But it's more than just that.
When you say it's one of the worst streets in New South Wales, what's happening on Johnson Street?
Well, it's a whole range of issues, and it goes from all the events we have down there, and Byron is a significantly vibrant part of the world, and you go through all your events from schoolies to New Year's Eve to Blues and Roots to Splendour and all those other events, significant tourist area, and at late at night, with the significant consumption of alcohol and significant amount of licensed premises, comes violence. And there's some planning issues, and there's some areas where people congregate that are causing us problems.
How severe is the violence and how frequent is it?
Well, some of the licensed premises come up with as some of the worst in the state. In February, Byron Bay, the suburb Byron Bay, was the fourth worst for alcohol-related assaults in the state. There's a lot of suburbs in the state. This has not just come up from February, though. This is a long-term process. And last year, in 9 months, there was 130-odd assaults in Johnson Street alone relating to alcohol violence. That's too many. And, I've raised this before. This is not the first time I've raised this. This is the first time publicly I want to make people aware of it. And it's time to do something about it.
So it's a weekly occurrence? Every weekend,
well,
is it?
Well, it's a daily occurrence. There was an assault there last night. 2:30 this morning, two people were arrested for an assault in Johnson Street.
And is it armed violence?
No, it's not generally armed. Although I think 2 weeks ago there was a man who had his throat slashed in Johnson Street from trying to break up a fight. And a tourist had his throat slashed and got taken to Byron Bay Hospital.
So who is responsible for the behaviour? Is it locals, tourists,
well, it's a bit of everything.
Young, old?
You can't categorise it. It's definitely not, the pensioners. It's the younger generation and the younger group of people. The majority of people are well behaved in Byron. And I don't want to alarm people and say, look, don't go to Byron because it's such a violent place. But at 2 o'clock in the morning or between 11 and 3, you have far greater chance of being assaulted in Byron Bay by someone who's affected by alcohol than pretty much anywhere else in the state. That's what we've got to look at.
Okay, so with the responsible service of alcohol, how are people on the streets drunk?
Well, there's a whole range of things. It's far too simplistic to just go, let's shut down the licensed premises or let's control them. And for example, on Saturday night, there were some young men who got intoxicated at home where they were staying, and they drank a significant amount before they went out. So then they go out and try to get into one of the nightclubs, were refused entry, and started a fight. So to say it's the licensed premises alone is not quite right. So it's the whole of the community and the whole of the environment that is impacted upon and responsible for. And I'm trying to, we are trying to protect the image of Byron Bay. We're trying to protect the community. But it's more than just the police. And the licensing and liquor court were defunct in general terms, but they're now right on board and they're actually very strong supporters of the police action, which is really good. And the business community, again, are also very supportive of the police action, of that zero tolerance, significant enforcement process. So, we're working together, not against each other, which is really good.
So would you say overall licensed premises are doing what they should be doing, or can they be more responsible?
Oh, they can be more responsible, make no mistake, but there are some worse than others. So there are a couple down there that cause us more heartache than others, and some of those are not as compliant as others when it comes to the process of legislation and complying with their licence.
Okay. I know the issue of CCTV footage is a thorny one.
Yep.
This is what the Mayor of Byron Shire Council, Jan Burham, had to say yesterday on the issue.
The issue of CCTV is one that's been discussed for some time, and the feeling is that it's not Council's role to ensure the management of the licensed premises in Byron Bay and the impacts of those licensed premises. So that's the position at the moment, that Council's pulled away from having it in a plan that is a council plan. If it follows on that the business community or the police feel the need to install CCTVs and pay for them and monitor them, then that's a different story. But the feeling is it's not council's role. And really it's about an industry that operates and should be managing its own interests and impacts. And it's not fair that, once again, the community is subsidising the business community when those issues are the subject of the licensed premises.
Would you agree, though, that there is a problem with violence in the Byron Bay CBD late at night on weekends?
I'm very concerned that there's issues around violence in Byron Bay late at night. I've seen it myself. I've been in town, and I know that there is a real problem there, particularly after midnight, with alcohol-fueled violence and just the number of people that are on the streets and the aggression that can be there. That's why Council supported unanimously the Last Drinks campaign, which is to limit those movements after 1 o'clock, to have a lockout of the licensed premises. So that was supporting the police and the ambulance and the hospital people, who are all the ones that bear the impact.
And that is the Mayor of Byronshire, Council Jan Barham, speaking with Bruce McKenzie. Superintendent Stuart Wilkins with us from the Tweed Borough Local Area Command. Would CCTV help you and assist you? For example, would it have assisted you on Monday night?
Well, I call them street safety cameras, and it's not... Street safety cameras work really well in other areas. So, you know, they're at Mwollumbah, they're in Wagga, they're in Bourke, they're in a whole range of towns and communities that help as a crime prevention strategy. I've seen them work firsthand in a number of places. I've seen them in the city of Sydney, and they're fantastic. Now, they're great for a crime prevention strategy. They're also great for resolution of some of that violence. But you heard me say before, it's a bit simplistic to just say it's the licensed premises. Now, I can give you event after event that don't impact on the licensed premises. They come from kids hanging around from different towns. You know, during schoolies, we had kids come from Ballina, we had kids come from Lismore. They didn't go into licensed premises at all. So it's more than, you know, and I agree with Jan that you know, it is a busy part of the world. If you, walk down the street many times during schoolies, there were thousands on the street. And whilst, you know, we try and police it as much as we possibly can and have the visibility, and we had a lot of visibility during schoolies, we can't be everywhere all the time. But safety cameras can work a treat in helping us to stem the flow of violence.
At this point, I'll chat with you again if you don't mind holding on.
Yeah, sure.
Because also joining us is Paul Waters, who's the treasurer of the Byron Bay Liquor Accord, and he's owner of one of the properties at Byron Shire. Good morning.
Good morning.
Paul Waters, is there anything more that you can do as a licensed premise, as a liquor accord body, or do you think you're doing everything that's appropriately possible?
Well, we're certainly doing a lot. There's 56 licensed premises in our liquor accord, which is the Byron Bay district, and 99% are doing everything possible. And look, there's always more, I guess. You know, we meet regularly and we're looking at strategies. We're working very closely with the police, as Stuart said, and, you know, we're keen to keep doing that because we want to get this right. But again, as Stuart said, it's not just licensed premises that are a part of this problem. It's a community-wide problem, and these trouble spots aren't necessarily from people coming from licensed premises. They're certainly not people coming from my premises, I can assure you.
Do you have an idea of what might a solution be?
Well, obviously CCTV's been mentioned, and it's part of the solution, and it's an absolute imperative part of the solution. We must get it. The Mayor's quite wrong when she says it's not the community's problem. We are the community. We are the ratepayers.
But you can't have a CCTV everywhere in every spot.
The trouble spots, as the police have identified, the statistics show that it's Johnson Street.
Mm-hmm.
Johnson Street isn't particularly a big street. I mean, we could put more lighting and CCTV in those trouble spot areas quite comfortably. I've got other ideas as well, and I've mentioned these to some of the police that we've met with. I think we should have a police beat unit on that section, particularly during those troubled times. Friday night, Saturday night, it could be a portable unit in a caravan style of thing. You could even, like they do in Surfers Paradise, have a permanent street beat office right up there in the middle of the street.
Stuart Wilkins, is that something that the police could manage and resource?
We do do that. We absolutely, we have a 12-month operation. We have four police dedicated full-time to an operation called Ballast, which is all about licensed premises. But I can't be everywhere all the time. And I said that before. It's, you know, this is about, you know, one end of Johnson Street having four police and the other end of having an assault taking place. Well, what happens in the city of Sydney is that the cameras identify that and we can respond to it.
So that's something that obviously you're pushing for. Does it need to be coughed up by the council?
Well, what I think we need to do is sit down and agree, first of all, that it's a valid, appropriate strategy. Then there's processes of working out how we fund it. And there's a whole range of government grants that can be applied for. But we need to go back to the fundamentals. Like, this has been going around for way before I got here. And we've been tippy-toeing around it, for want of a better term. We need to actually come to the table and go, righto, it's a good idea. Let's work forward and move it forward. Every other council who has CCTV has seen the process go through really well, but it's a matter of working together. You know, with the council can clearly apply for funding through the government for this sort of crime prevention strategy.
Just briefly, this weekend you'll have thousands coming to the Blues Festival.
Yep.
Does it mean a quieter nightlife in town or busier?
Oh, no, it's always busier. You know, I want to reflect on last year's Blues and Roots. In general terms, we have no problems at all. And touch wood, that'll be the same this year. But, you know, we risk assess all of these events, and this is at the lower level for an event. We have a whole range of police working over this weekend. We have traffic services or the Traffic Highway Command coming from Sydney. We have operational support group. We have drug dogs. We have GP dogs. We have a whole range of police there for the weekend. But in general terms, and certainly the last Blues and Roots festivals have been really well run, and we're quite happy with the response, and we work really well with the organisers, and hopefully it'll be the same this year.